It is 6:09 Central Time, and this is the KPFT Development and Outreach Meeting. There may be some people calling in because it wasn't until today's notification that I notified Otis to give everyone a different Zoom information. In case you hadn't noticed, we are not on the call with Tom Harper. He's currently in the hospital. And he told me 2 days ago, but it took me a day to get a hold of Otis and tell him we need to send out the notice with a different Zoom information. So our thanks to Tom Harper and best wishes to him, and thank you to Otis for helping us so diligently.
Yeah, thanks, Otis. And thoughts and prayers for Tom.
Yes, yes. And I have sent him a card, and I could send him another card. Would you like me to send him another card from all of us, yes, wishing him the best? I can do that. Okay, so bear with me one more minute here because I'm pulling up our agenda before we call roll. Okay. So why is this not coming up? Here we go. Development committee. All right. All right. Okay. Copy. Okay. Paste. Okay. So. Alan is present. I'm calling roll. Is Kurt Gerdrum on? I don't see him. All right. Tom Harper's excused. Robin Lewis?
Here.
Good to see you. Happy New Year. Tori Mercer?
Here.
Glad you're on. Rick Norris?
I'm here.
Great, Rick. Nancy Sabaro Naratomi?
Present.
Bravo. Debbie Smith.
Present.
Thank you. Matt Velotto.
Present.
Oh, wow. You people are amazing.
Amazingly Sandy. Present.
yeah. Andy Wyman asked for an excuse absence. Is there anyone else on the call that I am, I know, oh, there's Rob Lee.
Hello, present.
Yay, Rob Lee. Okay.
Rhonda and Robin.
And Rhonda. Yes, Rhonda. Thank you.
Teresa, could you repeat the name before Rob Lee? You said somebody asked for excused absence. I didn't hear the name.
Andy Wyman and Tom Harper are excused. Okay.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. The name before Rob Lee was, who did you call?
Sandy Wyman.
After Matt. Oh, Sandy asked for excuse. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So is anyone on the call whose name I didn't call? Okay. All right.
Who's
Super.
Theron? Who's Theron? T-H-E-R-O-N.
I should know who that is.
I think that's you, Teresa.
No, Teresa's got the fire tablet.
Yeah.
Oh, she's the fire tab. Sorry.
Is that Rick?
I've seen her name before.
Oh, is that probably you, Rick Norris? Are you Theron's phone?
He's muted.
Well, whoever
that's probably
did.
Rick.
I would think that is Rick. Okay. So let me just briefly read the agenda. Call to order and roll call. Item 2 is approve agenda. Item 3 is approve the minutes of 12-3. Item 4 is director's report. Item 5 is how can we help with KPFT's birthday celebration? Item 6 is outreach calendar, which includes the MLK parade, St. Pat's birthday, art car, and KPFT town hall meeting, then big picnic and pride event. 7 is development lapsed donors. We're going to set an appointment soon for those people that want to call lapsed donors. We have to run this by Marlo. and Sandy. But just want to tell you that's something we're going to be working on, because we don't have anything right now specifically kind of planned to raise money, and we need to get back into that. Item 8 is verify the next meeting, and then item 9 is adjourn. Okay, do we have someone who wants to move that we approve the agenda?
I move that we approve the agenda. This is Nancy.
Thank you. Any objection? Okay.
Nancy with a hand up.
Nancy with a hand up. Go ahead, Nancy.
I'd like to make a motion that since it was like the day of this link change, and that this is the first meeting of the year, so everybody's officially a member, and we never vote, but still, the next time we meet, anyone who's not at today's meeting but comes to the next meeting, they're officially a member. Because we had this late change on the links.
Nancy, we're not counting tonight, today, as the meeting that counts for membership. Because we'll make announcement about membership on meetings at our LSB meeting on Wednesday night. It will be our next meeting that we convene that we determine membership from that. So everybody here, if you...
Okay, and then also...
May I finish the thought? May I finish?
Yeah, also, okay. This meet. Okay. Go ahead. Sorry.
We're going to call it the next meeting. I will be happy to convene it. And at that next meeting, we will ask if anyone wants to be chair. So give that some thought, please. And at that meeting, if you cannot attend that meeting, please contact me. And I will mark you down as wanting to attend the meeting and be being a voting member. Now, some people just want to be notified of meetings. They don't want to be count toward quorum, which is fine. I think, Rob Lee is doing that right now. We notify him of the meetings, but we're not going to count him if he's not available for quorum, which just makes it easy. We don't have a lot of real fancy, votes on this committee anyway. Because we want to work with management. Really, they have the final say in everything that we do.
Nancy, with another motion.
On this meeting, we will determine those people that are there and those people that have stated to me they want to be on the committee. That's how we will start the year off with people that are formally on the committee. Okay? Comprendo? Any questions?
Comprendo means I have my hand up.
Nancy. Go ahead, Tori.
No, take the other person first, because I already spoke, but I have my hand up again.
Yeah. Go ahead,
Tori. So I don't understand. I mean, this seems irrelevant. I mean,
thank you.
It's the outreach committee, I mean, and development. We need all hands on deck whenever we get them. Anybody wants to show up and lend a hand at any time. I mean, what's all this formality, you know, a voting member on this? This is, don't make me cuss.
Well, we have four committees and we have quorum for them. I don't know. We don't really need quorum, but I would like to know who wants to be notified of the meetings rather than notifying everybody under the sun.
Okay. Well, I mean, I was referring to voting status as if, come on.
It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
But
good. Let's move on.
I want people to see with their hand up.
If they choose this committee, I want them to know I'm going to get them notification of the meetings. If not, then I won't. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So, no objection
Nancy
to the
hand still up.
Oh, go ahead, Nancy. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's important to take attendance and record because of the bylaws. It says that if you are, giving at least 6 hours to any committee, then you can get membership without paying the $25. So this helps people that cannot afford the $25, but they can get membership by attending, and therefore they have to have attendance record. So it is important. The other thing is we did not have any announcement on the air for this committee's meeting today. And we need to be a little bit more careful to give a script to Howard. That is what Sandy had told us last year to do. And then he will make a card or have somebody read it that we're going to have a meeting. On the air. I mean, announcement on the air. I mean, the LSB meeting was not announced at all. It's supposed to be announced at least 1 week in advance. So, and this is coming, what, in tomorrow? Anyway, we're kind of sloppy on announcing our meetings. And we really do need new blood and younger legs to walk, especially in parades, especially in this committee. So let's have this script made. Somebody volunteer to make it or give it to Teresa, give it to the whole committee to see and have it sent to Howard. So the next meeting will be announced.
Well, I must say this meeting is on KPFTX, and I think we should just tell people if you want to know when our local meetings are, go to KPFTX. And the number was on there to notify you of how to call into this meeting.
I second that emotion.
Okay. All right. So, is there any objection to the agenda?
But it was a mistake. It was changed. It was changed at the last minute. And I don't even know if when I looked today on the website, it was different. So than what we're meeting now. So, we need to, and it follows the bylaws, says this needs to be announced. Meetings of the committee meetings, board meetings, any meetings of the PMB, and that includes this meeting, need to be announced on the air so we can get other people. Not just written on a website, but it has to be announced at least four times. I think I forgot what it says. Anyway, it says around four times in prime time within a week. That's very, very little, but at least that. So I think we should send a script like Sandy asked to be sent to Howard so he can put it on the cook, put it loaded up.
Okay.
If we keep this just like insiders only, we're not going to grow. And I have been in this committee since 2009, and it's only been five or six people. And not all five or six people are able to walk. So we do need, we've had a need for a long time. I don't think we should keep this. Anyway, we should try to get as wide a possibility of people to join. I mean, connection with the community. That's what we're really needing.
Come here. Okay. Rob had his hand up.
Go ahead, Rob.
Yeah. Hey, Nancy, I hear you. Here's what I'm thinking. Tell me if this would be acceptable. I think that we don't need an announcement for every meeting, but maybe what we need to do is have an announcement that would, let's say if there's four meetings, that we would have one announcement that would give information on all four meetings and try to get it on a regular basis. But we've got a staff problem, which is we don't have staff, and we have all sorts of great ideas, but to implement them is hard. What would you think about trying to get some sort of announcement on all of the meetings and getting it out on a regular rotation?
That's fine, but we do have zero zilch announcements this month for the LSB meeting or for this outreach meeting.
Could you write up the four the various announcements, get it to me, and let's see if I can get that on a regular deal. If you could write something up and give it to me about the times and dates, but really we need to worry about the next month.
Yes, but I mean, even the we had announcement. They were doing this last year a few times where they would have one announcement and it would include all the meetings for the month. And so that's fine, just as long as something goes out on the air, because that's how we pick up new people sometimes, by luck. So that's fine.
I would agree. Have we covered this enough? Have we covered this enough? I agree with you, but we've got a lot to do.
I don't think it's good to bypass the committee. Whatever the committee does, it shouldn't be like me sending this to you. I think it should include everybody in the committee. And in the future, you understand there will be non-board members in this committee like myself. So it's not like, well, anything that goes to the LSB, everybody knows. No, it isn't. Each committee is different. So I think we should all kind of keep things shared among the committee members. I invited like three other people, to this meeting. Anyway, I didn't get the new coordinates to them in time. So there will be new people, I'm sure.
I would suggest that this, that these meetings be announced by Elise Bench on the new show. You know, she comes on a regular basis. That way we don't have to keep this feedback loop up between the boards and the committees and Howard. And let's just go straight to Elise Bench. I mean, she can be assigned, if Sandy would assign it to her, that job of announcing these meetings, you know, while she's doing a regular thing every day.
I think that's a good idea, but Sandy told us for us to send to Howard, and then Howard would arrange for it to be done. So if Sandy's okay with that, Elise Bench adding that to her 1 minute news announcement, that's fine. I'm fine with that if Sandy's okay. He's the one that set the policy. But it has to be announced by the bylaws. By the bylaws, at least.
Stop. This is enough.
I will
be happy to talk to management about this, but I don't want to spend another minute talking about this. If anybody goes to KPFTX, they can see the information. Sometimes we have problems. But I'd be happy to put anybody on the notification list and send them the information if it changes at the last minute. Let's move on.
The audience does not know about kpfdx.org. Do you know that, Teresa? Our members, our listeners, they never heard of it. And the new board members, they never heard of KPFDX until they're told. I mean, it's not like on the air. On the air.
I'd like to speak. I can't find the thing where I raise my hand with a symbol.
Okay.
Oh, it's under reactions. Oh, never mind. I'm sorry.
Okay. Go ahead. Right.
May I speak for a moment, Teresa?
Thank you. Go ahead.
Sorry?
I said go ahead, Rhonda.
Okay, Teresa. I will. And I know you don't want to talk about this, but here's my opinion and what I recall. We are required by the law, by bylaws, to inform the members of our meetings so they can choose to participate or not participate. You can go to kpftx.org, but you're going to see every other station in the network and all of those meetings there. All Nancy is really asking is that we, and especially if we're the outreach committee, is that we, and also you need to keep records of attendance. Tori, you made a mention about voting and stuff like that. You know, like in a divorce, it's like, and you have custody of children, it's like in the absence of an mutual agreement. So I don't think we should be chastising anyone for just trying to get us to do good record keeping and to promote this meeting so other people can be here. Thank you.
Okay. Do we have any objection to approving the agenda? No. Okay. Do we have someone to move that we approve the minutes that I sent out to everyone on the committee? Is there any objection to approving the minutes?
Motion to approve.
Okay. Is there any objection?
No.
And we're going to move on. Okay. Robin, would you like to give us a little report from last meeting to next, what we've been doing? I can't hear you, Robin.
You can hear me now. I emailed to you, Teresa, just really a cut and paste for what goes into the general manager's report, but I'll go over it real fast.
Yes.
As of January 2nd, the membership count was 2,741 households, so to speak. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Sustainers, we have, as of that date, 1,368. It's down about 13 from the month before, but still about 50% of current total membership, which is really fantastic. Sustainers are, as of the end of December, brought in $24,866 in dollars, actual cash, which is getting close, still not at the goal of at least half the monthly expenses for the station, which are around $52,000. As of FY25, that started October the 1st, KPFT has brought in from membership about $167,537, which is on par for, I guess we're about in the, just finished the first quarter. There's something I forgot. Oh, the end of year drive. What went really, really well. We extended it the end of the year, quote unquote, starting November 9 through December 31, but that brought in over $83,000. And that does not include Giving Tuesday, which really only brought in a little over $2,000. And a special note to Rob, who's been making announcements about planned giving and whatever. We've gotten a couple, two or three IRA disbursements.
Great.
Which were substantial. And that helped a lot with that $83,000. So, Rob, I give you credit for those people.
Yay. So, Robin, does anybody have any questions for Robin? I have a question. How much of the... Hi, Kurt. I see Kurt. Can you say hello, Kurt?
Hi, Kurt. Hi.
Hi. Great.
Is that what you want me to say?
Yeah, say that you're here. Okay, so Robin, listener, annual average gift, I'm looking. So you're saying FY25 has brought in $167,537 so far. So that's from October 1st, so that included the pledge drive, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and it included Giving Tuesday and then the end of year. Mm-hmm. So
yes,
how much?
Realize that's cash, not pledges.
Okay.
Cash. Okay, so that's the cash that came. The number of pledges is higher than that. A lot of it is sustainer, and it'll take a year to get all the cash.
Okay, so when you say we've brought in 167, that is sustainers that were current, the current month's worth of sustainers from the pledge drive. So how much of that was the gifts that Rob generated?
I'm sorry, I do not have that number, on me, but I know from seeing them that it's around almost $30,000.
Okay, that's great. So, and you said, but you said the end of the year was very, very good. What do you attribute that to? Maybe Rob just putting them in the mood, and if they didn't have stock, then they just went on KPFT, and pressed the donate button?
Well, yeah, that's what most of the people donating did. And I have to run the numbers, but compare it to like last year and the year before that, but my impression was that just the average gift for the end of the year was higher than it has been in quite a while.
Okay.
At that Trump bump.
Yeah.
Well, maybe people realize how important, I've been telling people media is really critical, and 'cause he's attacking it Project 2025 specifically mentions community radio, that they're trying to eliminate it.
But Nancy, with the staff.
But was there any, before Nancy, was there anything else that, that you think might have put people more in the mood?
I can't say. Okay. I really can't say.
Well,
and wasn't through a mailer, right?
No. Mm-mm. No. Okay. This is all.
Could I throw out something? I think when the stock market's high, we'll naturally get slightly larger, contributions. And, you know, the opposite is also true when we get into a big depression or recession and the market's way down. I think the same would be true. So I think to some degree we did have a record close or an almost record close in the stock market. And I think there's some correlation.
Okay. All right.
I got a question.
Wait 1 minute. I think did Nancy want to say something? Was it Nancy?
Yeah, I want to have a question for Robin. You said 83,000 for the quiet campaign end of the year. And can you remember the end of 2023? How much more higher was it? I remember the COVID year, 2020, the end was like 60,000 something. And I thought that was a lot since we were not live on the air. I thought that was quite a bit. But do you remember the last time, a year ago? You said it's 83,000 sounds like a big number because.
Yeah. But last year, I have to rely on my very faulty memory, but I do think it was close to 70,000. So.
Wow. That is a lot. Wow.
So it was a noticeable increase at the end of this year.
Okay, about almost 10,000 or 9,000 at least. Okay, and most of these people are already members, or was that including new members?
Mostly current members.
And do you have a new members this last month? Any about how many new members we got?
No.
Oh, okay. Or the last drive.
Yeah, I had that number, but I don't have that report in front of me. I don't memorize this stuff, please. Remember?
yeah, I know. I'd like to make a graph. I really think we should have a graph going, since you go to the trouble of reporting these figures to us, and it would be good for this committee to be able to see a graph. Okay, that's all. Thank you.
Okay.
No, I'm not volunteering, Robin, for you to make a graph. I just, if I can get the figures, then I'll make a graph. Volunteering myself. Okay, thank you.
Okay, Debbie, did you have a question?
Yeah, I got a question. What was that? I'm trying to find it. What was that thing that we were, that Susan had met, $1,500 and a couple of us gave to it? What was that called? Because I wanted to give to it, but I can't find it on my phone.
Susan gave the board a challenge that she would match every dollar that the board gave during the end of the year with 50 cents. So for every dollar you give, she would give a 50 cents.
Okay. Is that over? Can I still do that? Cause I lost it.
I just told her, I gave her the number of all the people who donated and how much they donated. That's up to her. Matching.
Well, I'll get, cause I know it went through, I think, but I just didn't give anybody my thing to get my money. And you know, I forgot to call you or whoever I needed to call, but I wanted to give to that too. I'll get a hold of her then, see if it's not too late. But it was where she challenged the board?
Yeah, that's what she told me. Yes.
Okay. All right. I'll give her a jingle.
Robin, okay. did she tell you about my promise?
Yes, she did. Yeah.
Okay, so that's included in there. Okay. You know, I'm betting Debbie that she would accept
Teresa.
That. Okay. Betty, Debbie, I think she would. Think she would. You know, and if she won't, I will. So.
Okay. All right. I think she probably will. I think I got something back, but I was sitting here and I can't find it. So Brendan would probably be able to find
the money and we'll go from there.
Yeah. Okay.
Nancy, another question?
Yes. You know, I think one reason why it's such a nice jump on the quiet campaign is because H.R. 9594, which is to give the Secretary of Treasury the arbitrary right to and sole right to cut tax exemption status from any nonprofit that they he or she perceives is supporting terrorism. I think a lot of big donors who have, you know, not the $25 donors, but the big donors were thinking, okay, this is my last chance to give to KPFT because KPFT may not have tax-exempt status next year. That thing passed the U.S. House, and it's in the Senate now. I haven't heard whether it passed the Senate yet or not. This is, and then what Teresa, what you said about the, Project 2025, the Heritage Society, what it said was consider cutting funding for CPB and Pacifica. That's what it said. Okay. Thank you. Back to you.
Thank you. All right. Well, that's very good news. That's very good news. So. Next, I just thought we would talk a little bit about the birthday celebration. How are things coming along with that, Robin? Do we have anything specifically planned?
I am not intimately involved in it, but Sandy is working with Susan Darrow to get, he said, a big name to appear mm-hmm. at the Heights Theater mm-hmm. with the intention to sell tickets and make money from it, mm-hmm. and call it a birthday party. That's what I know so far.
Okay. Well, I always try to be, Nancy, did you have another question?
No, it's a legacy hand. I'm sorry. Let me take it down.
So, does anybody have any idea of how we can somehow create, spread the buzz, you know, help spread the buzz for the birthday party or the anniversary celebration? Anybody have any thoughts? Okay.
Over the air?
Yeah. Advertise on the radio?
Yeah, over the air.
No, I'm yeah. talking about what we as individual committee members can do other than, I guess, go to the Facebook page and chat it up, or if we are given a generic email flyer, we could always send that flyer to friends and try to kind of organize a group of people to go.
I got a question. Could we decorate a table right when they walk in the door? Just something to liven it up at the Heights Theater?
I mean, I'm sure we'll be able to do something like that. Yes.
Okay. Well, I think that'd be fun. I mean,
the idea is once they get the acts booked that they want, assuming that they do, is to sell the place out. When I think capacity is about 500.
Right.
So, maximum effort will be going to try to fill every one of those seats. So
probably get with Sandy and Susan. Or we just do something on our own. I mean, well, we'd have to okay it with them.
Right now, they have to pin down the artists that they're going to have and then pin down the Heights Theater for a date. I have not heard any dates other than we would like to do it in March or April. That's all I hear.
Right. Okay.
So I don't see anything more concrete than that at this moment.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, you got nothing to sell so far.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you don't know who it's even going to be, you know, so we can make plans, but you know, what if it happens that nobody of stature wants to do it? You know, it's going to be hard to sell it out then.
Well, it won't happen if that comes up. It's all contingent upon.
Exactly.
You know, getting somebody that can sell it out.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I think we're putting the cart a little bit before the horse. That's all I'm saying.
Yes.
Robin, would we be interested in some musician like Shanna in a dress, or does it have to be somebody that, is kind of like Ray Wiley Hubbard, or, I mean, a certain.
Damn.
Could I interject? Or Rhonda, I guess, but I've had my hand up.
Yeah, go ahead, Rob, and then yeah. Rhonda.
One, this is my opinion. I mean, this committee's got to figure out where we channel our energy, and I think we really need to focus on the goal. And at some point, I'd suggest to the committee we have a debate. I'm looking at two goals. One is increased visibility. But I'm looking at the other as increased funding. And in the 5 or 6 meetings I've sat through here, all I hear is about ways to increase visibility, walk in a parade, whatever. And I think that indirectly that helps. But I suggest that we think more about ways that will increase funding. So that's a debate we can go over.
That's long term.
In the future and schedule it. Back to your goal, your question about the birthday, I would suggest this committee should work on developing, if it's the 55th anniversary, for the 50th anniversary, we had some sort of theme, give $50. We ought to think about, maybe form a committee, figure out what's a good theme. I don't know if it's $55, but whatever that it is, I think it's this committee's job to be able to think about ways to complement what staff is going to do. If we get the name that Sandy is alluding to, which is going to be a big name, this thing's going to sell out without us doing anything. So I think what we need to do is not second guess staff, but by doing other things that complement staff. Mm-hmm. Again, I'd say let's get a birthday celebration idea that can carry through for the rest of the year trying to raise money. And two, I'm going to go back and repeat and help me understand, what is the goal of this group? Is it to increase visibility or increase funding? And if it is, let's think more about funding than visibility.
Well, the goal of this committee, I think, is outreach. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Nancy. I'm sorry. Rhonda's next.
Rhonda.
Then Nancy, then Tori. Go ahead, Ron. Go ahead, Rhonda.
She's muted.
Rhonda.
Unmute, please.
Okay, I apologize. I think that it's going to be wonderful if you really can get a big highlight, you know, a big headliner act in there. But in terms of, so we're talking development and outreach. I think that we should encourage them to go with a lineup of bands, not a lineup of headliners, right? But not just a one show or one, you know, band type situation. And then that way you can include more people. I mean, what if somebody's not, you know, a Ray Wiley Hubbard fan? You know, what about the other music shows that we have on the air? And having artists that to draw more people in.
I tell you what, good question. Although I don't, I mean, unless somebody has a real contact, I think we want more information from management about how we can help them. We're not the deciders on who's going to be performing or how it's going to be. I'm just wondering how we can complement them, which is kind of what
Rob said.
So next person, so Rhonda, you can take your hand down. Thank you for the idea. Tori, I think you're next.
Okay, so Rob put this in terms of fundraising versus visibility. Well, that's two things. I would have you consider a third, creating community identity. You know, radio is a one-way, system. And of course, we need to raise money for that. And, so you know, that's, but we also need to raise people's consciousness. I mean, we need to form people's identity as an association with this institution, you know, and so we do that with our two-way radio when we have call-in shows, but we do that with events as well. So what I would hope is, besides working on a 50-year birthday fundraiser, which is going to be very limited to people that can afford the $80 ticket to some fancy star, I would suggest we have an event that doesn't cost any admission and invite everybody that's a listener in order to form a sense of community, as opposed to just this commercial arrangement or one-way radio. I mean, community organizations, if we are a community radio station, and, you know, that's a question, but if we are a community radio station, we need to be a community organization that meets its community and has two-way dialogue with it and forms a relationship with it, other than the just one-way relationship that most radio is, right? So that's the third thing. Rob, thanks. I'm done.
Thank you. Is there someone whose name I didn't call? Who's next? Anybody?
Nancy.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Yeah. Originally, Rob, to your question or your statement, it used to be two different committees, outreach and development. And then the last 3 years or so, we decided to combine them. I think it's really nice to have a different chair for those two, unless the chair wants to handle both and do it appropriately. But I think we've gotten to the point where we're just like, you know, most of the time is development and then a few minutes of just very scant minutes for outreach. And we need to keep both are important because most of the people in this city have never heard of that KPFT. That's the problem. And I'm glad Tori is mentioning, yes, we have a lot of people who cannot afford these ticket or cruise. They just cannot. And they won't come because of the price. If it were free, oh, they'd come. They would come. So we need to have something like, and I was trying to think, what can we do in the line of what Tori has been asking for since he started at this committee meeting. And I was thinking the same thing, maybe a Hyde Park type thing where we have a little box and everybody can take the mic and we have a mic in an outdoor setting. They can bring their dogs and they can bring their kids. And then we edit some good statements and then put them on the air and use them as either carts to promote KPFT just to get their voices on. And as far as, having people at, you know, bands or, you know, we should be showing and out, presenting more live bands from the local areas or maybe passing through or nearby or somewhere in the state of Texas, and then have them on the shows. Then, the audience can be sending, you know, oh, I like this band very much. Or we could even have a talent show. We have talked about having a talent show for, 15 years or so and never got to it because it entails a lot of, details and a lot of different viewpoints. But that would be fantastic too. We would have the audience's selection of stars for some other, you know, gathering. Instead of just one band or one taste, like Rhonda was saying, that's true. And a lot of people don't like certain kind of singing. But if it has more variety and if we would expand it, I remember this one member, he's a psychiatrist, Walter Bonn. Yeah, he said, why not open it up to kids? Classical music, violinists, musicians, singers of any age. I mean, why do we have to have just one genre? Okay, and we have not done that, and that really, that would open up a new audience. Think of all those kids that are talented geniuses and all kind of instruments, their grandmothers, their grandfathers, their uncles, their aunts, their siblings, they would like to hear their relative on the air, and maybe they would become more of the, what we need, our family. KPFT family needs to grow.
Okay, thank you. I think we're a little bit off topic, but we have I think it's important for us to think about, one, this is what I heard, increasing visibility, increasing funding, increase identity to build a sense of community, which includes dialogue and relationship. I think we need more information about what the event is to actually talk about how we can help. So we're going to go into outreach, and I guess your point is, Nancy, that we've been talking a lot about outreach lately and not so much about development. I think I'm going to flip the agenda at the next meeting to talk first about development and then talk about outreach. So I have sent an email out with Robin's report. I think you all might have received it except Rhonda Garner, because I didn't have time to put, I think I didn't have time. Rhonda, did you get an email notification about this meeting from KPFTX? Can't hear Robin. I cannot hear Rhonda. You're on mute. Did you get the KPFTX notification?
I don't know. All I know is that I got a text and I just went to the KPFTX because I knew to go there.
Okay. Okay.
I don't know.
No problem. So, I sent Robin's, report, and I'll send it out again. It will be in the minutes. She states that she has secured a place for us in the MLK parade on January the 20th. And a table at the festival afterwards. And the place in the parade is for a truck and people to walk. And we don't have to have people with a truck. I cannot be at this event because I will be out of town. So I'm looking for someone to coordinate us walking in the MLK parade. Do we have a volunteer?
I'll be there.
Who was that that said that?
This is Melissa.
Melissa Bowie?
Yeah.
Yay,
yeah,
Melissa.
I'll be.
Okay. Melissa will be there.
And Nancy will volunteer to team lead. I'll help Melissa.
You'll help Melissa. Will you be walking in the parade for KPFT?
Yes,
wearing a...
yes.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to wear whatever I want to wear. Don't limit me on what I wear.
Well, I'm saying this because when I try to organize things for a parade, we need a certain number of people. If we pass out a flyer, we need to have one for each side of the parade to pass out the flyer. When we, and if we're going to carry the banner, which is a very attractive banner with the MLK quote on it, we need two people to carry the banner. You cannot hold up one side of the banner and pass out flyers at the same time. Can't do it. So we need at least four people. So, Kirk, you want to participate? Okay. So, we have three people. Nancy, are you committing to either passing out a flyer or carrying the banner?
I would rather pass out flyers than carry the banner. I think if you've got people with muscles, like the guys usually carry the banner, that would be better. And somebody who's a little more agile and I have coils in my heels.
But you're going to be.
I can last for.
You're going to be with the group passing out the flyers.
Oh, I can do that one side, right or left, not both.
Okay. Because at times.
If Melissa can walk on the other side, then we can both do both sides if she can, if that's what she wants to do.
Okay. So, Melissa? Debbie.
I will try. I will see if I got it off.
If there's no guys to do the banner, I was going to hold the banner. I'm pretty strong.
No, it takes two. I'm telling you, okay.
It's last year.
It takes two. There's no way one person can do it.
It's like in the morning, like 9 o'clock, and then we finish up around what, 4, 5? I mean, the parade sometimes it ends 3:30, but it's getting longer and longer, and the more more and more bands, more and more participants in that parade. So I don't know when it'll end, but parade, I guess.
The parade does not last more than an hour and a half. But if Robin booked a table for us, if someone wants to bring a table and sit at a table, we can make arrangements for that. In addition,
where will the tables be?
Both, but so we want to firm up what the commitment is. Yes, Debbie.
Definitely get a clipboard at the table.
Absolutely.
We need that clipboard. We always forget it, and that's a, we need it. Can we do a donation box by any chance at our table, or is that allowed?
I think maybe not a donation box, because I don't think we want to encourage people to take cash, but we could take some pledge forms.
Okay. But the clipboard,
whoever wants to be at that.
The clipboard, we have to, that has to be our number one thing every time we do the parades, because every time we always get there, we go, man, we forgot it. So that's a number one.
True.
Yes.
So we've got, and Kurt.
So we've got three possible.
Teresa.
We've got Melissa, Nancy, Debbie, and Kurt. Okay. Robin, can you ask the programmers if any of those programmers want to participate with us?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
Yes. When they were at the art parade,
Teresa.
Oh, that was fantastic. Yes.
Who called my name? Okay.
Robin. This is Nancy. I'm going to be on the stack.
Okay. I have another question of Robin first. Robin, can you do a quarter flyer? Just 100 of them, which would only be 400 things to pass out?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Wait. If you print up a flyer, Teresa, I've got the printer here, because remember when we pulled it out of the storage building? They would only take one when I donated one. I'll print them. I've got paper.
Will you cut them too?
Yeah.
Do you have a cutter?
Yes. I have an old fashioned two of them, paper cutters. I can do that.
Does that thing work?
Yep.
Uh-huh. We've done it before. Yeah.
Okay. So
I'll work with Teresa and get a flyer ready.
Okay. Well, Robin will create the flyer.
Okay.
Send it to you.
Okay.
It's online. Uh-huh. You need to print that. I'm sure your son could help you with that.
I know. That's what I was going to say. Brendan will help do all this. But that'll save us printing, because it's sitting right there.
Okay. You have paper?
Yes.
Okay.
I have some a little heavier paper that he said will work in it.
Okay. All right.
Teresa, in the past we did about 1,000. I mean, we used to do 2,000, but then we went to only 1,000 quarter flyers. And then last year, do you remember how many you passed out? Was it 1,000 or was it 500?
Robin, do you have any idea what it was?
Somewhere between 500 and 1,000.
Okay. The reason why the numbers of flyers is reduced is not because, I mean, it's because of the expense of paper went up after COVID. It became very expensive, and that's why we did. So the main expense is the ink toner, Debbie, the ink.
We've always got a backup of that too.
Oh, well, that's wonderful. That is wonderful.
This one's full. We have a backup.
Well, I would really I would really like to have enough people to pass them out. I'm not going to print up 1,000 flyers if we don't have some people aggressive enough and capable of passing them out.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, but I guess Debbie will...
Okay, I want to be on the stack.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Yes, it has been really nice when we had a lot of programmers come. And they, one time I remember, the Queer Voices, like about six of them came with t-shirts, KPFD t-shirts. They all wore the, I think the red t-shirt, KPFD volunteer. And,
they had something else. I was thinking if we could get programmers to wear a poster of their show and the day and the time, and then kpft.org or 90.1 FM and passing out flyers, that would really be, I mean, that would be interesting to look at. They'd see, the audience would see different titles of shows and different times and different people. That would really be impressive. Do we have a limit on the number of people that can walk in the parade?
No.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that might not be the best thing to do with the MLK parade. That might be better if we did something unique for the art car.
Yes, yes.
We've done it for the MLK before, and I don't see why it would be bad. I mean, for programmers to come and wear different titles of their show and their time, I think it would be interesting if we can get them to do it.
Okay, well, let's see.
Is there a limit? 1 second here.
Go ahead.
Yeah, and mine's going to be real fast. We also have to know we have a sponsored event that we're going to make money on this Sunday at under the volcano. So we're selling tickets. We're going to make multiple thousands of dollars. Mm-hmm. And programmers are already committed to going to an event that we're making money with people that are from KPFT. We have to think about the limits of mm-hmm. how we can use our scarce resource of programmers. And we've already told them some time ago that we'd like them to show up this Sunday. So again, I think that one thing this is showing us is we need to coordinate a calendar and then think of what we need to do when we recommend programmers or anybody are spending resources on how to be the most efficient. And we have to have a coordinated program and fire on all cylinders. I would recommend we don't have events multiple times a week. I don't think we have the staff to cover it.
Well,
these
this
are
is,
the issues I'd like to debate.
MLK is on the 20th.
Okay.
It's inauguration day. So yeah. If you're not going to be at home watching the inauguration or in D.C., this might be a good, better activity for you. Okay, but is the
there's not too many.
Robin, is the under the volcano event sold out?
No, we have about maybe 20 more spaces open.
Oh, good. I'm going to call you.
Yeah, buy okay. tickets. Buy tickets, everybody.
Yeah, I'm going to call you for that one. But I have another to go along with Rob. I agree with him, and the event that I think that would be the beneficiary is because at the Art Car Parade, I think we had four programmers. I mean, they stopped in maybe for 45 minutes, maybe an hour, but there's people walking around through that. That's a mingle. That's something that's a little different than a parade. As far as trying to get programmers to come to the parade, nah. I don't think that, I'm not for that. But the Art Car Parade, if we could throw that out there and let the programmer say, hey, just pop in because it's right there in downtown, even though the parade's in downtown too. But I think that the Art Car Parade is more of where we would have more people stop by our table or our tent or whatever, as they did last year at the Art Car Parade. I think that was cool because the people walking around, when they actually got to come over and talk to Nuri Nuri, talk to Glenda Bell, or talk to, I'm trying to think who else was there. The people thought that was so neat that they got to communicate with a programmer because they said that face to face was everything to them because they'd been listening to him on the radio. So I agree with Rob. It needs to be something that's a bigger thing that we could throw out there and say, hey, if you got a few minutes, can you come by? But I think the Art Car Parade would be it. I don't so much think as a parade would be it, that, you know, our littler parades.
Okay. Incidentally, Robin has gotten permission for us to bring a vehicle. In the past, we've had a vehicle and Bill Crozier helped set it up, and we actually had Kumi or some other people like playing music. If we have a donation of a vehicle that we could put the KPFT sign on, we're open to that idea. So right. if you know of someone who has a vehicle that would like to drive in the parade, please contact me, my phone immediately, or contact Robin, who can coordinate with me. I guess we'll need to know whether we're going to have a vehicle. And I still need to secure a coordinator or liaison for this, because they need to say, okay, everybody, you have my phone number. We're going to meet here. Right. Here's your place in line, you know, coordinate parking right. together, whatever.
Yeah.
Robin, are you going to, until I find a coordinator or a liaison, are you going to send the details to me? Do you think we'll
I'll send it to you and anybody who needs them. I have those details right now. I just need to know whose hands to put them in. And, I am also out of town that weekend. So my part I have to do before the Friday before that.
Me too.
So, and then, all that info.
Yeah.
They've given us where you can park and all that.
So we'll bring this up at the meeting.
Yeah. Yeah, and then get the flyer and then get that to me ASAP too if you can.
All right.
Okay. Well, so Debbie, will you between now and the
I'll know tomorrow if I can get it off.
Between now and the 20th, will you go to the station and get the MLK
banner
and the stand that holds it up?
Yeah, I'm going to the station Saturday.
Okay. All right. Good.
Got planned. Yeah.
Okay. And
where did you put it?
It's been moved. So I have to ask Marlo. They did a deep clean and things have been moved around.
The deep clean. So I didn't move no banner.
Somebody did.
Oh,
so it went on after you left.
Oh,
we'll find it.
Yeah, we'll find it. Okay. But I am going Saturday. So I will find it and pick it up.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, Nancy on the stack, but somebody else was asking for the floor. I don't remember who. If not, I'll speak. Is that okay?
Thank
you. Yeah, about a car or vehicle. I don't know. I want to ask the committee, what do you think? We had years ago, we had no car all of a sudden, and I called the electric car, and they came and they brought 5 electric vehicles, and that was in the olden days, you know, where they would take a Renault, a small car, and then fix it, change it into electric. But it was old cars, old small cars. Now electric cars are a little bit more common. And we ran out of a vehicle, and I asked them again, and they came another MLK parade, and they had a banner on top, Houston Electric Car Association, but they let us drape on the sides of the back doors, KPFT posters about KPFT. KPFT, you have a voice. KPFT has a mic. We had posters draping outside of the side doors. But if we don't have an unusual car, is that a good idea? If the committee thinks so, I will ask them if they're interested in doing that. Because see, then they don't have to pay the entry fee, to get in, and then they show their car. But I don't know. I haven't been to that meetings of the Electric Car Association in many years. I haven't gone there. So I don't know. Maybe they have enough money to buy their own entry now. But if not, I think they might be interested. Do you want me to ask them? How do people feel about electric cars?
I tell you what, Nancy, why don't you ask them, don't make any commitment, but ask if they possibly could have one available. And I assume they would bring their own driver, right?
Of course, the owner. But
okay.
What does the committee think? Is that cool or it's not really cool? I like it because there's no fumes to walk behind, but, and at the same time, we're doing two birds with one stone. We're both, and they brought out some flyers too, and we were passing out those as well. I remember one time. But what do you think? Anybody?
Well, if nobody has any objection, I will just ask to see if they're available and what kind of a car. It'd be nice if they had those cars, the seats, the front doors go upward instead of sideways. They open up. I don't know if they can even go in a parade an hour and a half with the doors up like that. I don't know. They okay. might just do a Volt. Last time was a Chevrolet Volt.
Mm-hmm.
Did we have a car last year? Or we just walked, didn't we?
I know, with no car. I know.
We just walked. Okay. Well, if Robin can let me know anytime soon if there's a staff member that wants to participate, I'd appreciate knowing that. And the number of people we have will determine how many flyers we can pass out. Okay. And I'll get with everybody. I'll make a notation of who is the liaison probably on Thursday after the LSB meeting. Okay.
All right.
Report on St. Patrick's Day, which is March 17th. I want you to know I'm waiting to hear from Pete Little. If Pete Little does not contact me, then we'll just have to see if we're wanted at that parade. Earth Day, I have a call in to the CEC, and I'm waiting on that. Does anybody know if they want to participate in Earth Day or St. Patrick's Day?
Earth Day, what, isn't that the one we did last year at that one place?
That's in April.
We did Earth Day last year. It is in April. When I Googled Earth Day event in Houston, all I could come up with were the green runs, the running events.
What's that?
The green runs.
What is that?
Sounds like a disease you get in Mexico.
It does it. I did not see the actual date of the event, but I'm working on that.
Discovery Green does it, and the CEC sort of takes the orders, I think, the reservations.
Yes.
But, when I last talked to them, that was 2019, the CEC said, we don't want KPFD there because they might get mad. Discovery Green might get mad because they already engaged another radio station. So she was telling me, I don't know what to tell you, Nancy, but I don't think they would be angry if they saw another radio station there. I said, huh? Okay. So we cannot have a free booth, right?
Robin will deal with that when it comes time.
Okay. And I want to tell Rob Lee, we only have the MLK in January, the Art Car, I forgot when it is, and the Gay Pride in June. St. Patrick is a tiny little parade. And veterans, we did this year, or last year, I didn't go, but I don't know how big of a parade it is, but that's in the fall. So it's not that many parades. It's like really the main ones, the big ones is the MLK, the Art Car, and the Gay Pride. Those are big. Out-of-towners come. A lot of people come. So it's a chance to show. And the Gay Pride, those gays, they're surprised when they hear we have a gay show. Mm-hmm. People from the countryside, they come, you have a gay radio show? Yeah. And it's online too.
I think we're off topic. Okay.
We are.
Do we have anyone that wants to work a table at MLK? So it sounds to me like we want to do the parade and then go home.
I think we should do both. That's why we can have programmers at the table if they don't want to march or if they're too old to do that.
I have a call in, as I said, for Robin to ask programmers if they want to be involved. If not, then I'm not hearing that we have any volunteers to do that. Debbie, when you go to the station, could you get some clipboards?
Yes.
Okay.
I think we should have a mic there at the table. If we're going to have a table, so maybe the programmers could take short comments, and edit them and have them on the air. Then people feel, this is a radio station that wants my voice and my words. And oh, I want to give my email. I want to know when will I be played? When will my words be on the air? So connect.
Yes, Robin.
It's 7:18 and there still seems to be more of the agenda to get to.
Yes, I'm trying to move through down the agenda. I'm sorry. You know, we have a town hall meeting scheduled. We actually have not called United Way to schedule it in February. And we have talked several times. I've talked with several other board members and they're suggesting that it would be better if we had a town hall meeting in conjunction with another big community event. If anyone has a big community event that you can think of that we could, like, we could be at the Earth Day event and we could have a town hall meeting where we could have a mic and we could ask them certain questions that perhaps relate to the community event. If you have any ideas about an event that we could coordinate with, please contact me. Tori has been working on a big picnic idea, which would be just a big social, kind of meet and greet kind of thing to meet each other. And he's still working on it. What's the name of the park, Tori? Is it Manville? Tori's still on? I think he's gone. I think he gave up. If you have any other.
It's in Richmond near Manville.
Manville Park. That was one of his ideas, which I thought was kind of interesting. And
when was he thinking about doing this?
I was thinking April. I mean, I'm not sure. It depends. So. He's waiting to see whether he had a program that would be interested in doing a remote or a musical group that wanted to perform or whether it would fit with another event. So we're just exchanging ideas. Okay.
Can I just ask one little small question? Sure. What was that thing that you and I went to at over there? Oh, where you were doing the sign up for the voters. What was that? At the school, not too far from your house. What was that called? Remember we were behind the fire trucks or by the fire trucks at the school? And you were doing the voter sign up? And I probably talked to everybody in the crowd. But I can't remember what that was called.
It was a community event and I was doing voter registration.
Okay. Now there was, okay. Remember the band that was there? What? And you know, I talked to them and I've got all their information. If they volunteered, I'm going to ask Tori, what is the protocol to allow a band to be there? If they just said, hey, we'll come and play.
I tell you what, let's talk about this outside the meeting. It's
okay,
kind of
work. I just wondered, I couldn't remember what that was called that we went to.
No problem. Okay. I can't either. So I think we're going to have to talk so I can remember.
Okay. All right. I'll get with you.
You're amazing. Okay.
Risa?
All this, but I only have
to throw one thing.
Yes. Yes, Rob.
I was just going to say, I go back to the calendar. If we're having in April a 55 year celebration, we ought to be using every spare minute of airtime to try mm-hmm. to have a campaign developed. Mm-hmm. And I'm joking that it should be everybody give $55, but mm-hmm. I would suggest we don't try to promote another event that would interfere with it. Somebody thinking about giving money for our 55th anniversary. We have to think strategically about how we are promoting.
We will absolutely not compete with the anniversary event, whatever it is.
Right.
But even the airwaves, I would suggest that when it's time for the 55th anniversary, that the airwaves are only talking about one event and raising money for KPFT, and we're not throwing another event out there that would add to confusion and dilute earning, getting more money.
Absolutely. I agree with you. And we will not. Okay. Let's move on. I just want you to know we're going to plan some sort of lapsed donor event. Maybe next week. I need to put in a call to, yes. Yes.
I talked with Marlo today about that. And, what we'd like to do is have it scheduled, maybe for twice a month in the last, and I talked to her because I wanted to make sure the interns were not there using phones at the same time. That won't work so well. So it looks like most of this, all of this month and probably all of February is open. And what I'd like to know is from people who are willing to do the calls when they are not available. And so then we can arrange to block out use of those phones at least a couple of times a month. Huh?
In February or March?
Yeah.
You say.
Well, okay. January and February and probably March also.
Okay.
So, I know the names of people who've done this before. And so I will contact them and ask that question. When are you not available? And then I can schedule for times when people are.
Okay. That sounds fine.
Okay.
I'll be happy to make those calls too, if that would make it easier on you.
Well, okay. I'll email first, call second.
I could do it this week and then I'm pretty much free in February and March.
Okay. But we'll schedule it.
All right. And how many people at a time?
Three is really the safest number.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Does anybody else have any new business or any thoughts about fundraising?
I'll just real quickly throw in that Sandy is very big, and I'd assume Robin as well, on this lapsed donor calls. I think that we need to do exactly what you're saying and then really try to get people to be signing up. I'll volunteer. And this is something that it's going to be smaller, but the consistency of this lapsed donor is super important for the station. It should be a high priority. Thank you.
I have a question, Nancy. Teresa?
Go ahead, Nancy.
When you do lapsed donor, I understand you're trying to get them to become a member again or renew their membership or donate something. But at the same time, do you ask questions about, is there something they want to say, get a comment from them, like what they're not happy with, or they didn't get their hoodie or whatever, and or, you know, what they would like to see more of or something about programming? Or are you also fishing for memorabilia type comments to put in a cart? What are the main purposes there? Because I have done it only one time. I did it for about 3 hours. And I got a combination of things. You know, I got complaints and I got, you know, I got also no money. We have three grandchildren to put through college. And then I said, well, why don't you send them to Europe? Because it's free there. And they were very happy to find out that information. But I mean, do you have a required things to say and not to say, or are you just
The first goal of calling lapsed donors is to ask them to re-up with KPFT. I'm able to give because the info to the callers is like printed out. There's only so much info I can give them about the people they're calling. Yes, we have a way for them, if they talk to you and they have interesting information, or they want to be contacted further, or they're willing to you know, tell a story, we record it, there's a way that you can make that note and so that we can hopefully get back to them on that.
And we also problem solve as yeah. we're working.
Yeah, that happens too.
I'm angry because I never got my premium. We try to address that. Or if they say, you know, I live in Manville and I don't hear it anymore, I try to give that feedback to someone and probably, and sometimes they say, well, we already knew that. but we try to problem solve. We go and we try to create goodwill and we try to, I always try to ask what their favorite show is or shows. So, I mean, we're not robots.
Yeah, I think that's, we're being open.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's good because I was at, called by, this is a long time ago for NPR, you know, and they just want to know why I'm not, paying any more money. I said, no, we changed. We found a new radio station. And, then I told them, I said, the reason why is that we're spending, the radio station KPFT, is almost 93% or 90 at that time. You know, it's listener sponsored. Whereas NPR is you've got big donors. You've got Chevron. You've got Toyota. Yeah. And so I'm not going to give the money anymore to them. Anyway, they were not interested in hearing what I had to say about the programming. They were not interested in anything except me renewing. And so I said,
KPFT does it differently, Nancy. Huh? Okay. KPFT is a little more humane about all this.
Yes, that's why I wanted to know what is the rule, you know, because
there's a script. There's a script. Robin
okay,
has
good.
A script.
Yes, but I know it's not restricted to just one script only, right? Because what I'm hearing is it's
correct.
Open to get
that's
feedback.
That's correct. Yep, it's
okay,
not.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay, can we move
because
on?
NPR was horrible.
All right, so our next meeting is on, the first weekend in February the first Tuesday, February 4th, which was not the way it was written in the agenda. Okay, so 6 o'clock. And does someone want to move that we adjourn?
I move we adjourn.
Hey. Could I just say one thing?
Let's go.
We've gone through a whole meeting without talking anything about development. I mean, I don't want to stay any longer in this, but again, I'd like to get people that really want to talk about development and how to try to raise real money into a venue that we can have a conversation and you know, I'm sorry that we went through an hour and a half and we spent less than 10% of our time.
I think that would be better done in a subcommittee. And if you would like to talk about that, I will be happy to get it together. You just tell me when you want to meet and we'll have.
Yeah, let's just volunteer. Let's try to get a subcommittee and anybody that's interested, shoot an email to Teresa. And we'll try to get that. I'm trying to get us to focus on, I understand, Nancy, I understand the everything about increasing visibility, but I would say if anybody listened to this meeting from Mars, they would say fundraising isn't important and visibility is. Because of the time that we spent. And I'm sorry to get on my soapbox and thank you. I'll stop. And
it's important. Rob, your opinion is important. And may I make a suggestion that the first 45 minutes is strictly one or the other. It's strictly, let's put development, the first 45 minutes. And then the second 45 minutes is only about outreach so that people who are only coming for the purpose of, development, they can leave later on if they want to. During the first 45 minutes is only development. Then the people who are not that keen on development can come at the halfway mark. Or we can, you know, why don't we try that next time? I propose.
I already said we're going to start the meeting with development next time first.
Okay. Until the halfway mark. right? 45 minutes?
30 minutes.
30 minutes of development, the first 30 minutes, so it's from 6 to 6:30?
An hour and a half meeting is more than I'm willing to spend.
Robin, can you say anything about, do you think we've been, do you think we've produced anything, from the Chronicle?
Has it had, to be honest, not really, no.
Okay. Okay. All right. So our next meeting is on the 4th. If you're interested in intensely working on an event with, Rob Lee, please text me or call me. And, it's 4:35 and the meeting is adjourned. Unless there's an objection.
Nope. Thanks everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you, Teresa.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Otis. Bye-bye.
Love you all. Bye-bye now. Thank you. Oh, Anissa?
Hey, yeah.
Hi. I've put you down, although you didn't sit on the rotation. I'm sorry. For some reason, you were taken off the list that I am looking at here. Are you receiving the notices of the meeting?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's a little problem we had in that we sent out the information about Zoom using Tom's Zoom, but then he notified me days ago that we can't use his Zoom because he's not available. He's because of illness. So I sent information out at the last minute with the new, with the different Zoom information. So I'm sorry about that. Hopefully we won't have that problem next time. We'll probably start using a KPFT Zoom information. Okay.
Okay.
All right. And Happy New Year to you. Looking forward to working with you.
Happy New Year.
Bye bye now.